The one other name that we officially know in terms of the incoming administration's healthcare leadership is Seema Verda, healthcare consultant from Indiana. Mark, you're a pretty good Hoosier. You have watched Ms. Verda and her work for many years. Share with us your insight, if you don't mind.
That's a good question, Bruce. Actually, a lot of people have been asking that same question. I have only make three observations. Governor Pence's predecessor was Mitch Daniels, one of the more innovative governors in the state of Indiana. And in 2006, Governor Daniels put forward an alternative traditional Medicaid program in Indiana, passed the legislature in 2007. And that Healthy Indiana plan had at its core the idea that Medicaid beneficiaries should have some skin in the game. There was a personal responsibility component. It included a high deductible plan. It included a health savings account for Medicaid beneficiaries to which they were supposed to make individual contributions. So they had an HSA that was funded with their own modest contributions and a state contribution that was funded through an increase in the state tobacco tax. If you fast forward 8 years, Governor Mike Pence accepted Affordable Care Act monies to expand Medicaid in Indiana, and in doing so requested a waiver from CMS. And again, that Healthy Indiana 2.0 version had many components that were attractive to conservatives in the state. I'll just mention a couple of them. It had, again, a high deductible $2,500 plan, $2,500 HSA, to which you could apply to covered services once you met your deductible. It required individuals, not required, it encouraging individuals to make individual contributions into their HSA. And in fact, if you were making a contribution and then you failed to do so later, you could be locked out of the program for a six-month period. You had a richer package of benefits if you made those HSA contributions, and you had significant co-pays, for example, if you went into the emergency room for treatment and for a non-emergency related condition. And so the common thread in both that Governor Daniels' Healthy Indiana plan and the Governor Pence 2.0 plan was Seema Verma, who was had the consulting firm, actually with an office that's located in the capital of Indiana. And she not only worked with Indiana, but then went on to work with Kentucky, Ohio, and Iowa in their Medicaid expansion plans as well, with some of the common themes we've been talking about, this idea of individual responsibility. Many of these proposals now require the Medicaid beneficiary to either be working or to be looking for work. And so I think to answer your question, Bruce, as we look forward, what does this all mean? I think there's a couple of takeaways here. For one, Seema is a person that believes in maximum flexibility for the states in terms of designing their own program, much in the same way that Speaker Gingrich was talking about. This whole idea that one size fits all is not really in her wheelhouse. And so I think you're going to see more than a handful of the Medicaid waivers start to move forward, and this idea that the states are the best incubator for designing some of these programs. Secondly, I'd say she's a person that's very pragmatic. She understands that the politics, politics is the art of what you can accomplish. And in Indiana, worked across the aisles, you had Republicans in the state that were very leery of creating a new entitlement program. You had a lot of Democrats that were concerned about some of these things, like a lockout period or the individual contributions, and felt that would have an impact on beneficiary participation, and she was able to bring those sides together. You had the hospitals that were quite concerned because some of their dish payments were going into these HSAs. And so we have somebody that understands the politics of all this and how to compromise and come together for a common good, something that Washington used to be able to do pretty well but hasn't been able to do very well recently. The third point I make is that somebody that I don't want to cast just as a political animal, because she's somebody that understands data and the details of the Medicaid program better than most people. And so you're going to have a CMS administrator that has worked with many of these state programs firsthand. They'll be very adept at how to address some of these issues. And then finally, I'd say I think she understands some of the financial issues that are facing the program, and that's going to be particularly important as we look at the ACA contributions to the Medicaid expansion begin to tail off after this year. And so I think she's up for the challenge. It'll be exciting to see what she can do.
It certainly will, and we will all be watching her very closely as we get to know her and where she's leading us.